السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللہ تعالی کے اپنے بندے پر
اللہ does show manifestation of his Rahim attribute on his servants in various ways. Sometimes Allah opens up his gates of mercy for those who beg his mercy, and he provides forgiveness for them and gives them, enables them to do good deeds. Sometimes Allah makes his servant realize that your begging my mercy from me is also with my sheer grace. If there was not my grace, you would not have even thought of begging mercy from me. But the realization of my Rahman attribute in your heart and by bowing to me, and since this is the way of those who believe that they should realize and bow to God, and realizing that Allah is blessing us with great many blessings, and if you have bowed to God because of this realization and has gained a share of my mercy, therefore you should always keep in mind that to be beneficiary of my graces you should continue to call on me, because this alone will turn you to do good deeds. And sometimes Allah says that to benefit from my mercy, you have to do jihad in my way, and it is necessary to migrate for my sake, and through which gates of my mercy will be opened up for you. Sometimes Allah says that those who perform salat prayer and spend in charity, they will see the manifestation of my mercy in this life as well as in the hereafter. Allah also says to the believers that whatever good deeds you do, whatever good deeds you do, you will see their results in this life and also in the hereafter. In short, there are untold things doing of which a believer benefit from the mercy of God. And this is the mark of a believer, that with the Rahim attribute of God, he should benefit the most. Because this attribute of God, that is Rahim attribute, is the only attribute which makes a differentiation between a believer and a non-believer. It is the glory of a believer that when he bows to God, he receives spiritual and material bounties, and he begs for them and he is granted them. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, the second type of mercy of God is which produces results of man's good deeds. When he humbly supplicates to God, his prayer is accepted. And when he works hard and sows the seeds, then the mercy of God multiplies it, that one can have a great treasure of grains. And if you were to reflect and ponder, you will see that whatever is linked to our worldly matters, material matters, or spiritual matters, it's only because of the mercy of God. And it is in the practice of God that if a man works hard for the world or for the religion, then Allah's mercy supports it and flourishes our effort. So this is the differentiation between a believer and a non-believer, that a believer, by giving reference to Rahim attribute of God, he bows to him. But Allah says, according to the laws of nature, to gain rewards and to share his mercy, with the prayer you should also have to make effort, which is necessary for that achievement. Then the salat, the zakat, and spending in charity will only be accepted in the court of Allah and will manifest the miracles of his Rahim attribute, when you will also pay attention to other of your duties. And this is the special quality of a believer, that he should do his duty to God and duty to his fellow human being, and for the sake of Rahim attribute, he should ask Allah's mercy. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the benefit of Rahim attribute comes down on such a man who makes effort to gain that. That he wants to benefit whatever he is waiting for. Therefore, it is specific for those who believe and who obeyed their Lord. As is Wakana bil Mu'minina Rahima, is the word of God, that that he is showing continuous mercy to believers. So the first condition is to obey God, and the obedience will be true when a man is doing all good works that he can do, and he will continue to strengthen his faith. Then Allah also remind us in the Holy Quran that once Allah has enabled you to believe, then you will have to protect your faith. You will have to revive your worship, and you should do all your duties to fellow human beings and fulfill their rights. And by doing good deeds, you should also pay attention to the duty to your fellow human being. And these two kind of effort you will be doing only when you have fear of Allah in your heart. Then you will be concerned that I will have to pay attention to worship and to do all your duty. To do all my duty, I'll have to seek Allah's help, because if there is no divine help, then good works cannot be performed. And if this will be the case, then for such people, Allah is very close to them, and He turns to them with His mercy and will establish them on good works and piety, and will protect them from all trouble. Allah says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا خَوْفٌ وَطَمَعٌ إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And after establishment of peace, do not create unrest in the land, and you should call on God with fear and with hope. Certainly Allah's mercy is very near to those who do good deeds. So this is the mark of a believer, that on the level of national level and also on personal level, they must not do anything which can create unrest and disturbance in the society. If you face such circumstances which are troubling you and they are outside your control, then you should engage into prayer. And when a believer hoping mercy from God, and by protecting himself and saving himself from unrest and trouble and disorder, will call on God with the condition, as I have said previously, that all the conditions he must fulfill to gain Allah's mercy, then Allah turns to such people and grants their prayers, and Allah's mercy comes down with such means that one is amazed. The muhsinin are those who do their duty to the fellow human being and also do their duty to God, and also give full attention to this responsibility. In this time of unrest through which the world is passing today, it's great favor of God on us Ahmadis that He has enabled us to believe in promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. For this favor and bounty of God, we can never repay for it. But it's also Allah's favor that He continued to do favor upon favor, that those who do not create disorder and also those who worship Him, He includes them among the good people, and He is comforting them. And so this is a great honor that we have been given. This is not for the normal do-gooders, but it is such a those believers who, because of God's fear, act upon His commands, and they carry out their commands as though they are in the sight of God, or that they are watching God, or God is watching them. the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even in the state of prayer, you should be in this condition and state that you see God, or at least that you know that God is watching you. So when you will be in this state, then all kind of gates of mercy will be opened for a believer. In another place, Allah says that those who make effort in my way, those who do sacrifices for my sake, and those who migrate for my sake, they are the people who are those who are very close to me, who will gain great share from my mercy. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly those who believed and those who migrated for Allah's sake and fought in the way of Allah, they are the people who hope of Allah's mercy, and Allah is most forgiving and ever merciful. So the condition with the faith is to migrate and to do jihad, and then this will give hope of the believers for Allah's mercy. Migration does not mean to leave a place. That we left because there was obstacles of in doing good deed in certain places or in certain countries, which Allah has commanded us to do. Because Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that to leave the selfish desires are also included among those who are migrating for the sake of Allah. They are sacrificing their own desires. By ending their evil, they adhere to good deeds. So those people who have come to these Western countries, they must keep in mind that if because of their circumstances they have to leave their countries, they must not be pleased just thinking that by coming out our circumstances have improved. But to have a share of Allah's mercy, you will have to do self-reform. You must leave and root out the evil of the self, and you have to establish on good deeds. Only then this migration will be completed. So Allah has given you this opportunity, and you must benefit from this opportunity. It is necessary to raise the levels of your worship, to convey the message of God. It is necessary to take part in that jihad that you have to do to convey the message of God. For this jihad, you will have to do financial sacrifices, and this jihad of financial sacrifices is a distinctive feature of every Ahmadi throughout the world. After being good circumstances, of good circumstances here, you must not become careless for this sacrifice. Therefore, Allah has given an opportunity of physical migration to an Ahmadi. As a result of this migration, he need to pay attention to self-reform also, so that more than before he can attain Allah's mercy. And in the present times, they should pay attention to the sacrifice of time and money, which you have been called by the Jamaat, and you need to pay attention to this. You must always remember that it was the sacrifices of the believers who in the first period of Islam had attained the mercy of God, and in the time of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, to attain this mercy of God, Promised Messiah, and his followers made effort. They tolerated their financial losses, they had to do jihad, and they did all this, and then in these sacrifices were so fruitful that today we are amazed to see the outcome. They also reformed their self, and they discarded their evil and followed the good deeds, and to convey the message of Promised Messiah, they offered great sacrifices. Therefore, even today, among us are those who are fortunate and are absorbing the mercy of God, who understand this principle of sacrifice and self-reform. As Allah says, He is most forgiving and ever merciful. If by realizing our mistakes and we bow to God and to raise the standard of His religion, we were to do sacrifices and make effort, then we'll certainly have a share of Allah's mercy. Because Allah does not let any effort be wasted which is done with sincerity, with fear of Allah in his heart, and is done purely for the sake of Allah. The Promised Messiah says, it is the practice of God from time immemorial that Allah does not let man's effort be wasted, but He always produces good results of one's sincere effort. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to gain Allah's favor from His Rahim attribute. And every Ahmadi should do such fruitful effort which should be a means of attaining Allah's mercy. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place, the third category of Allah's favor is a specific favor, and the difference between this specific favor and general favor is that in general favor one does not need to make a self-reform, which is a general mercy of God. There are two types of favors of God. One is general, which is as Rahman attribute, and specific is Rahim attribute. For the general favor, you don't need to change yourself and do good deeds. But Allah says, or Promised Messiah says, that one, it is not necessary for general mercy that he should remove his selfish desires and reform himself. That if he is in darkness, he should come out, or that one should do some sort of effort and hard work. But with this general mercy of God under Rahman attribute, Allah is bestowing on every living thing, and He is providing it without the effort on their part. But in the specific mercy, one needs to have effort, self-reform, prayer, supplication, and to turn to God and to do all kind of effort according to the situation to gain Allah's Rahim attribute. And one has to make an effort for it. You have to purify your hearts. you will have to turn to deep supplications, and not just a superficial prayer, but with deep humility and deep supplication, you should cry before God, and you will have to pay full attention towards God. Then in addition to that, whatever effort is necessary to perform a task, you will have to follow that and do it. So Promised Messiah says that this specific mercy is only gained to those who look for it, who search for it, who make effort for it, and it comes down on only those who make an effort for it and do hard work for it. And it is also proved from the natural law, because those who make effort in the way of Allah and those who don't, they can't be the same. It is evident that those who are making effort in the way of Allah and those who are ignorant and do not act upon Allah's commands, they cannot be the same. Without doubt, those who make effort in the way of Allah and do not do any evil, and they are worthy of a specific mercy of God. With this mercy, the attribute of God in the Holy Quran is Rahim attribute, and this level of mercy, because it is specific and conditional, it comes under the Rahim attribute of God. Because first Allah's Rahman attribute manifested, then Allah's Rahim attribute came into play. So in this order, in chapter Al-Fatiha, this Rahim attribute has been mentioned after Rahman attribute, as it says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And in the Rahim attribute of God, in various places in the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned, as it says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, that Allah's Rahim attribute is specifically for the believers, and the non-believer and the rebellious cannot take part of this. You should realize here that how Allah has made His Rahim attribute specific with the believer, and with Rahman attribute it has never been made specific for the believers. It has never says that Kana bil Mu'minina Rahmana, because Rahman, at whatever the mercy is with specific with the believers, it says Rahim, as it says, Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsinin, that Rahim attribute of Allah is only for those who are good. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hajaru wajahadu fi sabilillahi ulaika yajuna rahmatullahi wallahu ghafurur rahim, that those who believe and for the sake of God they left their country or they left their evil desires and made effort in the way of Allah, they should hope for Allah's Rahim attribute, and Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. That His Rahim favor is those who deserve it. But those who made an effort and has not gained this attribute. As it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In this respect, about this verse, I am reminded of one which Khalifatul Masih II has also mentioned. But I felt from this that with the grace of Allah, the companions of Hazrat Promised Messiah also have a great station, and those who are the progeny of the companions, they always, when they ask for prayer, they say that we have gained because of our grandfather or father who were companion of Promised Messiah. This should make them realize that as their forefathers who were companions had destroyed their desires and they did their duty for migration. They left their homes and they did sacrifices that the children should try to keep that level. Let me mention an incident. Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, went on a pilgrimage. And he saw some young people who became Muslim later. They were sitting there. Meanwhile, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came that way. And Hazrat Umar said to these young that go back, because this is the companion of the Holy Prophet, and let them sit in front. So they stepped back. And then another companion came, and the young men stepped back again till they reached where they were shurak. And they were all from good and well-to-do families. They were shedding tears that this is how we have been treated today, and they left. Going outside the mosque, they said that we have been treated badly today. One among them was a better believer. He said, whatever has happened, it is the fault of our forefathers that they failed to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of them we had to suffer this disgrace. So in any case, there is a station of the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any case, they said, what should be its remedy? They said, let's go and ask Hazrat Umar. They visited the Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and say, we have been treated like this today. Hazrat Umar said, I was compelled. I know your family and your good families, but the companions who have given this great sacrifices, they migrated and took part in jihad, you have no position compared to them. So they said, yes, we understand that, but what is its remedy? Hazrat Umar knew all these their circumstances, that they belonged to good families, and sometimes their forefathers had helped the believers, and Hazrat Umar was also overcome by emotion. He pointed towards Syria and said, go that in that direction. There was a battle going on. So those seven young people went towards Syria, and they took part in the jihad and were martyred. And they gained that level which has been mentioned by God. So what I wanted to see was that what I want to tell the children of the earlier companions, that they had given sacrifices and they found a great station. But now we don't have companions living, and just to say that we are the progeny of such and such companions, but if this will not be enough. If you were to understand this reality and will do migration and do jihad, then they will be raised to higher stations, and then they will also be enabled to continue in their generations of the high stations of their forefathers who were companions. May Allah enable them to do so. Ameen. And we should have a true desire in our heart and to act upon the commands of Allah. We should not only be creating this desire, but we should be enabled to put in practice. We should act, we should do jihad against our selves, and to raise the standard of the religion of God, we should do sacrifices, so that we should always benefit from this mercy of God. May Allah enable us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ